bit more than this, a little bit more than 5/4 of flour is chayavim b'chala, is mechuyiv in chala. So Rashi says it means chamesh reboyin, 5/4 lugin, 5/4 of a lug. See parin shein shiva v'yoyd midborim. Shizu v'shir oimer. That's the shir of the oimer. Shoy seisas midbor. Shenem agav b'chala. It says in the parsha b'chala. Reishis arisoseichem. Kidei arisoseichem. Dainu isas midbor. That's the dough there in the midbor. Shu oimer l'gugolus, which was the shir of an oimer for each person. V'hu, what is an oimer? Asiru seifa. It's a tenth of the eifa. V'yoyfa is shalei soyim. V'soa sore shishakabin. Midborius. Is choshev isa shebem a tenth of them v'timtza shivas reboi kav u'beitza v'chaymish beitza. Right, here's the shear you get. Here, in other words, really the case is like a kasha. The Gemara says, well, Tanya, you just said this shear of kaba melugna, that's the shear from mechayev you in the chalo. But Tanya, we said, no, the shear is 5/4. And for the Gemara and Echnami, how, and the Gemara hochi komar, Kabo milugno, the kab that comes from this place of lugno, name yahai shir koi. It's also the same measurement of the shear. This is the shear of 4/5 of a lug of flour. So the moral Amar Rabbi Yosef, hani nashididon. Our women that make the matzahs for Pesach, nogu the minig is lemeifik kapiza kapizla piskam. Their minig is to make a measurement of kapiza at a time for to make the matzahs. So Rashi says, kapiza, kapiza means, shleishes lugin. They only do 3 lugin at a time. And that's lechumra, they're machmer upon themselves. Lishomer, to watch it, minachimitz. They watch themselves to make sure it doesn't come with their chimitz. Omalei Abaye, my daitcho lechumra. What do you want to say? The women now are machmer, are strict upon themselves, not to make a bigger dough, but rather to make a smaller dough. So each dough they're making is smaller than the shir chala. Is omalei abaye my diet chumra? You want to make a chumra here? Chumra the yosta de kula. The kula by them be machmir, not to knead the dough, the size of the shir chala, but to make it smaller. The chumra they be making upon themselves. The komavkoa lo lemichala. They're patterning themselves from chala. There's no more chiv, not to take off chala. Chala is only if you have enough dough there. This measurement of 4/5 of 5/4 of a lug. That's how much flour you have to be mechayiv yourself to take off challah. Now, if the notion, the minig was to make smaller amounts of dough, so the potter from taking off challah. So what's so good about that? To be mafkir, the mitzvah's challah. Omalei, he answered back, no, they're not pottering themselves really from the mitzvah's challah. I'll tell you, the avdon to Rabbi Eliezer. They did like Rabbi Eliezer holds. What's his shita? The Tanya. We learned like this. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Horoideh, somebody takes off the matzahs or the bread out of the oven. He said at the beginning, each dough did not have a shear to be mechayev them in challah. Each dough was less than 5/4 of a lug. Now when you take each matzah or each bread out of the oven, you put them all together in one basket. Is the halacha hasal mitzar from the challah. Now if you have a shear bread inside this one basket, it's mitzarif, it makes it look like one big measurement, and you have now the measurement to be mechayiv yisof and chala, therefore there would be a chiv chala. So even though b'shas the women are baking, they make the dough less than the shir chala, but they're not mafkir themselves on the mitzvah, because after they get finished baking, then they put them all together in the same basket, and that's mechayiv them to take off chala. V'yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. We talk a paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, it's good. They're not popping themselves from challah, but rather they'll take off challah later. They'll put all these matzahs into one basket, and then there'll be a shear to be mechayev himself in challah, and they'll take off challah. So the Gemara of Yit, Molo Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Loishonu ela kikra shabovel. It was only said by the breads that are baked in bovel, Shenoishchois zu mizu, that they are pulled apart like one from the other. Rashi says, Shanoischa zu ezu, Shein rechovois, they're like wide, Viagulus and round, Kein shalonu, Ukeshemadbikim zu etzu, when they push them close together, one to another, Batani, in the oven, is Noischa zu mizu, like get stuck to one another. Hilka chodehi, maybe that's why it's fitted like one chad, not only because it's put into the basket, But b'shas they bake it, they bake it in such a way that they get attached b'shas they bake. That's mitzaref them. But here, if they have special dough, and each dough is not doesn't touch one the other, why do you say just putting it into the basket later is mitzaref it to give it a shiur challah? And for the Gemara, the Gemara says here, avo ka'ochin loy, but if they don't get stuck together, you don't have the svara. It's only if they cleave together. But if they not, they don't cleave together, they'll be potter. The more yit malo, om Rabbi Chanina, afilu ka'ochin, no, we talk a pasn, even though they don't stick together. Still, there would be a chiyuv chala. All right, turn over. Yes, now the Gemara clear shala is according to Shem Lezishitam to say that even though at the beginning when you made the dough, you did not have enough flour there to mechayiv yourself in chalom, but later, even after you bake each one separately, you put all the matzahs or the bread together in one basket, it's mechayiv you in chalom. Now the shalom is what's called the basket. So Gemara says, Boi Reb Yirmiyah, Tavlo, if you have a board, She'ein lo levazvazin, it doesn't have any ledges. Izmao, what's going to be the halacha? Toich kli binan voleka, so you have to say it has to have a shein basket, means that you put all the bread inside the kli. There has to be an inside to it. And here there's no inside to the vessel. Oy dilma, maybe avir kli binan. It's enough just that it's in the space of a vessel. Voika, and here you have it. But the Rabbi Teiku, Mars Masupik. What is it called? The salas mitzarfas have to be inside a teich, or no? Avi, there's an avir, it's inside the space of it. Matanya Rebbe Lezer Weimer, Hasal mitzarfen. If you put all the matzahs or all the dough into one basket, even though it was made each one separately, less than a shir challah, but now it could be mitzarf. V'yabishua Weimer, Tana mitzarfen. Yeshua says even a bigger chiddush. Not only do you have to take it off later and put it into the basket, but even b'shash you're baking it in the oven and you have a shir challah in the oven, that's mitzarfen to say you have a chiv to take off challah. V'yabishimna Gamil Weimer, Kikra Shabovel Shanoish Chizumizu mitzarfes. Not even a bigger chiddush. No, it's only mitzaref only if the breads like cleave to each other. They have to be combined. But if they don't combine, get attached to one or the other, then zayda taner and zayda sal is not mitzarefit. Yeah, the ma'aser locha we hold taka sal is mitzarefit. So the ma'aser we hold that if you have flour, if you have 5 pounds of flour and you bake it together like, to make one big dough out of it, that's mechuyiv midiraisa to take off challah. Now, with the Rabbanan, even if you have less, some say between 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour, if you make it a one-time dough of 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour, that's mechuyiv and chal, you take it off without making a brocha. Now, this is if you make it together at the beginning. But let's say we're saying now, no, at the beginning, you made each dough smaller than that. But just later, after you made the matzahs, or after you made the chalas, you put them together into one basket, the basket is mitzarfet, and there would be a chiyuv chalam. Which that's usually the minig b'zman is there when they bake the matzahs, they don't make together the dough or shir challah at one time. They rather make smaller doughs, each one separately. And still they take off challah later, because after they bake the matzahs, they take it out and put it into the same basket. And the basket is full of matzahs. When it gets filled up, then they take off challah one for all of them. Yeah. Yeah. Mishnah says, Vaita, Rabban Gamliel says, Sholosh Noshim, 3 women, Loshes Kachas. Each one of them could start kneading their own dough. The Yoifres Batana Rechet. And they could all bake one after another. Zuachazu, each one of them could bake one after another in the same oven. So the Chiddush is, even though they're all making the dough together, so they all get finished with the dough together. So when one bakes, the other one has to wait there. So by waiting, we're not afraid that one will become a chometz. There's still a lot of bake one after another. The Chachamim say they'll know. They are afraid. If they're all going to start kneading the same time, when they all finish, if they're going to have to wait for one after another, there's a chash and will become chametz. Therefore, the Chachamim say, Sholosh Noshim, if you want to have 3 women working at the dough, Oiskois Bebetzek Kachas, Achas. They have to work through, all 3 of them can be working on the dough, but each one is doing a different process at different times. It means achas losher, one starts to knead it. V'yachas areches, and one starts to shape it. V'yachas sefer, one bakes it. So kseida, there's never a time when the dough is left alone. They're always working on it, and as soon as they finish, they bake it. Then there's no chash of chametz. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Loi Kol HaNoshim, not all women are equal. Loi Kol HaEitzim, not all the wood is equal. Sometimes it's the heatify, it's the hotter, sometimes it's not. Loi Kol HaTanurim Shovim, not all the ovens are equal. Some ovens get a hotter fire, some don't get so hot. Zeh HaKlal, but this is the klal you should know. Tofach, but any time you see the dough rising, Tiltosh Betzoinin, put it into cold water, and the cold water will stop it from rising from becoming chametz. So the Maratona Rabbonin, this is the Braisa. So this Braisa goes according, Rashi says, goes according to Chachamim of the Mishnah, to say the three women are not allowed to knead the same time, and then wait one after another to make the baking, but rather one does one, and one does the other, one does the third thing. So the Braisa explains it now. Tana Rabbonin, Losha, after the first Isha, got finished kneading the dough, he mikatefes, then she goes to shape it. The chaverta, the second one, now Losha, tachter, she starts now over to start making her dough. Mikatefes, then when she gets finished shaping it, he oifer, the first one started off, she now bakes us. The chaverta mikatefes, the second one now is shaping her dough, tachter, v'yashlish is Losha. And the third Isha, she starts now to make a dough. Also, he, when the first one gets finished baking, is he losha, she starts over again to start kneading now. And the second one that was already shaping it, now she starts to bake it. Tachter. V'yashlish is the new one, the third one, make a katefes. She starts to shape a dough. That's the way the cycle goes over and over again. In other words, at no time is the dough left untouched. You're always working on the dough. One is kneading it, the other one is shaping it, and the other one is baking it. The Mishnah says, Kol Zaman Shosekes, Bebetzek, Ein Abol Dechimis. That's the Yisod of the Chomim. Kol Zaman, the Noshim are working on the dough, pounding on it, that doesn't let the dough become Chomets. Vaiter, Rabbi Kiva Roimer, Loi Kol HaNoshim. Kiva says, no, not all the Noshim are equal. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Dante lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. I said over my shaila in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, your Rebbe taught us that benoshim zrizus or benoshim shein zrizus. This is what you meant to say. Are we talking about fast women or not fast women? Are they zoras or not? Be'etzim lachem or be'etzim yaveshim. Is the wood dried out that will be a good fire or the wood is a little bit wet? Betana chan is the tan a little bit hot or betana tzayn is a little bit cold. Like you can't judge all the cases. Omali, he answered back, Ein l'cho, you only have Elamash Hashon HaChomim, what the Chom learned. Zeh HaKlal, this is the cloud when you're making dough. Tofach, if at any point you see the dough rising, Tiltash Betzernin, right away go throw it into cold water. That's the Eitz. So Rashi says, Dant l'fnei Gamliel, Sho yoyme klal dover, Bechol shalish nosim, Loshes kaches, Umam tenes achas, Sach yofo ashtayim. In other words, that's what she says, that Dante means that this is the way Rabbi Kiva asked the Kasha to Rabbi Gamliel, and that how could you, Rabbi Gamliel, say that the three Noshim, Kimamish, work together, each one does leash at the same time, each one does shaping at the same time, and the Chur baking they can't do at the same time, so the question is, the Chur is going to come Chametz in between. The Torah says, no, anytime you see the dough rising a little bit, there's a portion eight, so just throw it into the cold water, and that will stop it from rising. Yeah. Mishnah says, Vaita, Seyor Yisorif. If you have this Seyor, the sourdough, so Rashi says it means dough Shlehechmetz Kot Sorka, it didn't become complete Chometz yet, the dough just started to rise. Is Yisorif, you should burn it, it's like Chometz, you can't keep it in your house on Pesach. For Yoichle Potter, for somebody eats a dough, this is not called Chometz Gomer, you do not get your Potter. Siddiq, let's say the dough gets cracks in it right now, then Yisorif is called Chometz, you have to burn it. V'yoichle chayev koris. Now, once it has cracks in the dough, that's called like Chometz Gomer, and then lochriz, if you eat it, you chayev koris. Ezeyu seir, what's ksidit the seir? It's like a mixas Chometz and not a ganz Chometz. So Rashi said, Ezeyu sorot shapoter zeir, shein boy siddiq, your potter, because it doesn't have any cracks, it's not called yet Chometz Gomer. But it changed colors already. Kodim Shomos Haroes, like a person, his hair stands up like. His face changes around. So Moshe says, as they will say, what's this case of say this in between case that it's osir but you don't get chorus? So Moshe says, kakarne ezel sayer kakarne chagovim. Yes, Mishnah says what ezel sayer, what's called sayer, that's kakarne chagovim, that there are little cracks there, but they don't meet one to the other in the dough. It just looks like the horns of a locust. What about siddik? What siddik already? We say now that's called chometz gomer. That shenis arvul sadok of zebzeh. That the cracks mamish reach one and the other. That's a bigger degree of chometz, and that's called chometz gomer. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'chachomim moimrim. The chachomim say zebzeh hoichle chayev koros. No, anytime there's even one small crack in the dough, that's already called chometz gomer, and you get koros for that if you eat it on Pesach. Amazing, you eat it on Pesach. The Ezeil Seir, what's considered the Yisoid of Seir that you have to burn, but there's no Chiyuv Koros if you eat it on Pesach, Kol Shechsifu Ponav, just the face, the color of the dough changed already. And Ki Adam Shomdu Saroysev, like a person whose hair is standing, in other words, his face changes colors. See, this is the machlek as we had before between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. What is considered the stage of its Vaday Chometz already, that Yechayiv Koros? So, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham say that once it has any type of cracks in it already, it's called Chometz Gomer. It's only Seir when it's only changed colors. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, even if it has some cracks in it, it's still called Seir. What is it Chometz Gomer? If the cracks meet one to the other. Matana Rabbonin, Ezeil Seir, what is it Seir, is called Shechsif Uponav. If the color of the dough changed. Kodam Shomdu Saroysa, like a person hears tremendous news, and it's like a little expression, his hair stands up, or does he change, his face change colors? Siduk Kekarne Chagovim. And what's called Siduk? What's called, that's called Chometz Gomer, that's Kekarne Chagovim. It just has very small crack, just like like we're saying now, the horns of the locust. That's enough to give the shame Chometz Gomer. Divir Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chachomim moimim, the chachomim say, don't know. Ezeil Seir, what did it say that there's no chorus if you eat it? Kakarne chagovim. Even though it has a little bit cracks in the dough, but if it's only like the horns of the locust, it's okay. Siddik, what's considered real Chometz Gomer? Shenis arvul sadokim zebezeh. That the cracks mixed up one into the other ready. Zebezeh. And whoever eats either of them is chayav koros. I said the Gemara, what do you mean either case? For nan tanan we learn seir yisarif. For yoichle poter divrei Rabbi Yehuda. See, klo yipoter on seir that you don't have a chayav koros on seir. The Gemara Eimor means like this: the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, zev zeh oichle chayav koros. Rabbi Meir says what's called seir if there are no cracks at all in the dough. It's only hichsif ponov. Mashenkin, if you'll have a little crack in the dough, even a little bit of a crack, it would be called chayav. It would be called chametz gomer, and it'd be chayav koros. Omar Rova, my time with Rav Meir. What's type of shot in Rav Meir? What does Rav Meir say that once it has a crack already, it's called chametz gomer? He says, "Ein lecha kol sedek v'sedek milmalo shein lekamus dokim amata." Because once you see a little crack on top of the dough, it's a raya that there are a lot of cracks inside the dough. So therefore, like Rashi says, Kamas dokim milmatum, betoich ilkach, ki heve lamalak lekarne chagovim. If you have little bit cracks on top of the dome, heve lamato kines arbus dokim. And the bottom in the middle of the dough was already considered like mamish, all the cracks are meeting one to the other. Therefore, that is considered chometz gomer. And therefore, therefore, according to Rameya, once you have any type of a crack on top, it's a rye, there are a lot of cracks inside the dough, and that's called chometz gomer. And what's called sayer, this new yisoid of chometz nuksha sayer, that there's no chiyuv koros if you eat it, that's only where just the colors changed already. You know, it started to become chometz, but not chometz gomer, therefore there's only like a lav, there's no chiyuv koros if you eat it. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, on that mem test.